CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso-Joki, in our top stories. The government of Cameroon has begun sourcing for the sum of 231 billion CFA francs to fund the rehabilitation of its electricity sector in a high-level workshop chaired in Yaoundé by the Minister of Water and Energy in the presence of the Minister Delegate at the President in Charge of Public Contracts and the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Finance. Gastroenterologists and hematologists in Cameroon and beyond are reflecting on providing efficient prevention, diagnosis and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases, mostly prevalent among the country's youthful population. And in sports, cricket coaches from three Francophone African countries are deepening understanding of rules and regulations in the discipline in a training in Yaoundé organized by the National Olympic and Sports Committee. Those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The Bulletin with Winston Lebga. Government says the sum of 231 billion CFA francs is needed to tackle key concerns in the electricity sector in Cameroon. The Minister of Water and Energy, Gaston Ilundo Isumba, announced the amount today while opening a workshop to evaluate the recovery plan for the sector that took place at the Montfebi Hotel in Yaoundé. Three people are reported dead, while 10 others are injured following a road accident that occurred in Yaoundé this morning at the Mimboma neighborhood. A container that was being transported by a heavy-duty truck fell on two vehicles in its rear. The fire brigade, alongside the forces of law and order, provided rescue services to the affected and eased the flow of traffic congested on account of the accident. The injured are being attended to in two medical facilities, and the corpses have been taken to the morgue. The government has banned the sale of the drug Maloxone in the country, whose expiry date does not conform to the regulations. In a circular issued by Cameroon's Minister of Public Health, Manawuda Malachi, officials of the medical drug chain are called upon to take the necessary measures for the medication to be placed under quarantine storage. CRTV staff, especially the women, have been encouraged to be part of activities geared towards curbing the risk of breast cancer. The Director General, Sharon Dongo, has issued a press statement calling on the CRTV staff to join the campaign run by the Willie Sani Foundation in collaboration with the Ministry of Public Health and the National Cancer Control Committee. In that line, a sports walk and free screening for breast cancer, games and educative talks are scheduled for Saturday, October 19, at the Yaoundé Parku Vita as from 6 o'clock in the morning, and in Douala on October 26 as from 6 a.m. The theme is No One Should Face Breast Cancer Alone. The 26th Scientific Days of the Cameroon Gastroenterology Society is underway in Yaoundé. For 3 days, specialists drawn from the country and abroad will discuss ideas on how to prevent, diagnose, and treat gastrointestinal diseases. Gastroenterology is about diseases linked to the esophagus, stomach, small intestines, pancreas, rectum, bile duct, and liver. 6 men between the ages of 17 and 40 suspected of stealing money and household equipment worth at least 10 million CFA francs have been apprehended by the police in Yaoundé. The suspected gang, known for burglary of homes and businesses, operated mainly in the Bastos, Régie, Lonkak, and Coleton neighborhoods. The Director General of Elections, Dr. Esuse Irik, has issued a release indicating that provisional electoral registers will be available at the council branches of Elections Cameroon as from the 20th of October. Thus, in accordance with Section 78, Subsection 3 of the Electoral Code, any political party or elector can verify the set registers and petition the Revision Commission, or where appropriate, the Divisional Supervisory Commission if they notice any irregularities or omissions. In sports, cricket coaches from some Francophone African countries, Mali, Côte d'Ivoire, and the host Cameroon, have begun upgrading their skills at a 3-day Level 1 cricket coaching course in Yaoundé. The training program was officially launched this morning by the president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Malboum. And that's the Bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. A road accident that occurred this morning at the Mimboman neighborhood in Yaoundé has left 3 people dead and 10 others injured. The accident was caused when a container being transported by a heavy-duty truck fell on 2 vehicles and its rear. Anne Omeko reports.
3 people, 1 woman and 2 men have all died in a taxi that was completely crushed by a heavy-loaded truck that fell on it following brakes failure. An unfortunate incident that occurred around 6 a.m. Thursday 17th at Monte Don Bosco in the Mimboman neighborhood in Yaoundé 4 subdivision, leaving the population heartbroken. Joint efforts of firefighters, the police, national gendarmerie, other authorities and the population made it possible to save lives by taking at least 9 survivors to the hospital and to retrieve the 3 lifeless bodies from the completely damaged taxi. At the specialized medical center of the 10th firefighter group Mimboman, some victims still in shock are under medical attention. Foba Foba is a pupil who survived the accident on his way to school.
I entered a personal taxi, one pickup. When we was at Don Bosco, one camion was up. We saw the camion going down. One pickup wanted to try and run. As we're turning to run, because jump us, I'm feeling a bit fine. I keep glory to God.
Other victims have been displaced to some health facilities for medical follow-up. On the site, some family members arrived hours later, unconsolable, seen their loved ones lying lifeless, wrapped up in white plastic papers to be transferred to the morgue. The heavy-loaded truck is displaced with the help of caterpillars to reduce traffic and congestion. The truck driver is on the run, yet to be identified. Investigations are on. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
And our hearts go out to the bereaved families, wishing a speedy recovery to the injured. We told you in the headlines, reflections on providing efficient care and treatment to patients suffering from gastroenterology pathologies have opened in Yaoundé on the occasion of the 26th Scientific Days of the Cameroon Gastroenterology Society. Speaking at the start of the 3-day event that has been placed under the patronage of the Minister of Public Health, the President, Professor Akwane Andulu, appealed on his peers to pool expertise and propose better prevention, treatment and care mechanisms so as to reduce mortality rates due to digestive cancers. Colette Jani reports.
The cases of gastrointestinal cancers in Cameroon, like the esophagus, liver, colon and digestive tract cancers, are on the rise and has become a major health problem in Cameroon.
Mathurin Pierre Kou, I'm a specialist in internal medicine and hepatogastroenterology. Cancer of the digestive system represents 30% of all cancers in the world. And the problem is our country specifically is that those cancers occur at a younger age. Even at the age of less than 30 years, in the majority of cases, this cancer is diagnosed at a very, very advanced stage.
Moderating the 26th Scientific Days of the Cameroon Gastroenterology Society, the President, Professor Akwane Andulu, called on the professionals to reflect on ways to improve patients' health care in Cameroon through diagnostic and therapeutic techniques.
We should put focus on prevention, but also prevention through vaccination. There is a vaccine to prevent hepatitis B, but this vaccine should be given at birth. And for those who are already affected, they should be screened and treated for treatment. For prevention, yes, this is affordable. When the disease is already there, the cost of the treatment is not affordable for our population.
Sessions at the 3-day event that has been pegged on the state of digestive cancer in Cameroon equally focuses on updating diagnosis, treatment, and prevention strategies for digestive cancers.
And that was Colette Jani reporting. And members of the Cameroon Gastroenterology Society have also agreed that screening remains an important tool in the treatment of digestive cancers in Cameroon. However, endoscopic screening, they say, which happens to be the most effective, is very expensive for Cameroonians. In the following excerpt of an interview, Professor Theodore Ngachu, a gastroenterologist from the United Kingdom, says there exists both cheaper and more expensive methods of screening in Cameroon.
Endoscopy is the gold standard when it comes to diagnosing gastrointestinal cancers. But equally, endoscopy is an expensive modality. If we look at the screening modality for GI cancers, endoscopy in Cameroon is not the ideal screening modality. First, it is not cheap. Secondly, it is not easily accessible. What can we do? We can find alternative modalities. For colon cancer, for example, blood in the stool is a common one, and there are tests that are very cheap, easily accessible, and can be carried out by any person. If somebody is positive for a fecal occult blood test, it is appropriate for the person to proceed to an endoscopic investigation. Now, endoscopic investigations have got the advantage that they can identify the problem, they can sample the problem, and in early stages, you can actually treat the problem.
And that was the gastroenterologist from the United Kingdom, Professor Theodore Ngachu, interviewed for us by Colette Jani. The second phase of a UN project aimed at protecting and promoting the rights of persons with disabilities, dubbed Disabilities, has been launched in Yaoundé. Speaking at the official launch, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, in the presence of UNESCO's Director, Paul Kruster, saluted actions carried out in the first phase, among them the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Joyce Liftata reports.
Disability is a UN-initiated project alongside the Cameroon government and partners to provide a society for all. The project, operational since July 2022, has facilitated the success of several activities carried out in the 10 regions of Cameroon. Amongst them, the revitalization of the National Committee for the Rehabilitation and Socioeconomic Integration of People with Disabilities at the national and regional levels, capacity building for a wide range of stakeholders, and promoting the political participation of people with disabilities. Also, the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which will now require integrating disability inclusion across every dimension of development. The United Nations Partnership for the Promotion of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is bent on someday having a society that maximizes the potential of this vulnerable group of people. And so, while launching the second phase to speed up the emancipation of these persons, Minister Pauline Irengene of Social Affairs insisted that the work plan should be clear and well spelled out for a 100% success rate.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Thirteen minutes after 3 p.m, you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. The government of Cameroon is seeking for funds worth 231 billion CFA francs to boost electricity supply in the country. This was revealed during a workshop opened by the Minister of Energy and Water Gaston Elundo Esumba in Yaoundé today. It was attended, among others, by two members of government and financial partners, as Ngu Henry reports.
The workshop was dedicated to the evaluation of the implementation of the recovery plan for the electricity sector in Cameroon, taking place 1 year after the adoption of the said plan by the government. It was an opportunity to identify financial gaps for private investments, formulate policies and strategies to address them, particularly in view of the commissioning of the Nachtiga hydropower project early next year. The director of electricity in the Ministry of Water Resources and Energy, Ngo Songangmath, reveals that the sum of 231 billion CFA francs is required.
We are going to increase the capacity in the existing substation to be able to bring enough power to industry. We are going to replace a lot of wooden pools to concrete, because we know we have a lot of falling pools now on the city, to ensure the continuity in electricity service, reduce the fraud in the sector.
As presented by the Minister of Water Resources and Energy, Gaston Elundo Esumba, the priority plan takes into consideration the transportation and distribution of electricity in the country. The workshop was attended by members of government plus representatives of financial partners.
The revised National Collective Agreement for Maritime Transport Companies and Transport Auxiliaries has been adopted in Yaoundé. The new agreement introduces significant changes aimed at improving the working conditions and welfare of maritime transport workers. The signing ceremony, chaired by the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Grégoire Owona, follows months of intense negotiations prompted by requests from the president of the platform of trade union organizations of workers in the maritime sector on August the 21st, 2023. Rita Yosembom with the details.
The key outcome of the agreement is the revision of salary scales, with workers in categories 4 to 6 seeing a 1% increase, categories 7 to 9 a 0.5% increase, and categories 10 to 12 a 0.25% increase. The transport allowance has been significantly raised from 9,000 CFA francs to 20,000 CFA francs per month, as pointed out by the president of one of the trade unions, Bume André.
There has been a serious increase in terms of salary for those who were earning very low income. Transport allowance have been increased in the same proportion. Say we have been moving from, say, like 9,000 to 21,000 for some of them. We intend not to just get back and stop, but for the next time we'll be see what could be done to keep on improving the possibility to those who are working with us.
The job classification system is also overhauled, with the elimination of the lowest three categories, leading to a reclassification of their positions into category 4. This adjustment is expected to result in a notable increase in the earnings of workers in these categories, raising their overall income.
Such good news, Rita Yosembom. Thank you. The Cameroon government and the World Bank have stepped up efforts to enhance the agricultural livelihoods of people in the far north in order to fight against poverty. During a meeting in Marua to evaluate joint projects underway, the governor of the far north region, Miji Awabakarin, joined the management teams to take into consideration structural aspects related to floods, so as to maximize the input of the World Bank. Sylvester Temkeng reports.
Efforts to stabilize the far north region by the government and the World Bank since the gradual return to normalcy are visible in the mission of the Lake Chad Region Recovery and Development Project in strengthening community empowerment and resilience to improve on the living conditions of the population. Hence, the third session of the Technical Monitoring Committee of the project enabled members to examine the results of the last intersectoral field mission aimed at evaluating the implementation of the activities. Members, like the senior divisional officer for the Logone and Shari and the coordinator of the project, took turns to present a balance sheet of the various projects and reports in the domains of infrastructure, agriculture, environment and social cohesion to the satisfaction of Far North Governor Miji Awabakarin.
School, dam, bridge have been taken in account in this area. We suggest also to accompany agricultural brother by modernization this sector, and we need to plant trees to enable us to face the problem of climate change.
At the end of the deliberations, the committee validated the report with a call for the full implementation of the resolutions needed to maintain the impetus for the socio-economic recovery in areas of intervention. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And onto this disturbing one. A gang of six men suspected of stealing money and household equipment worth at least 10 million CFA francs has been presented to the public in Yaoundé. While presenting the suspects at the 10th District Police Station in Bastos, the Commissioner of Police, Wanko Pesok Arnaud, encouraged the citizens to cooperate with the forces of law and order as they work to check crime in the country. We have details with FOC Babatunde.
The Bastos, Nkoleton, Longkak and Regine neighborhoods have been the main zones of operation for the six suspects aged between 17 and 30 years who broke into homes and business places and made away with cash and household equipments worth at least 10 million CFA francs. After several cries from inhabitants of these neighborhoods, vigilante groups were set up in the areas. Amongst them is a suspected member of the gang who acted as a spy in order to assist his fellows boycott surveillance. The spy was later tracked down by police officers. Through him, they were able to get the other five members of the gang. While presenting the suspects to the public today, the Commissioner of Police for the 10th District Police Station encouraged citizens to report any acts of theft, crime, or call the toll-free number 1500.
Thank you. And in a similar vein, vigilance has been recommended for all computer and smartphone users to avoid spoofing, which is an illegal method used by cyber criminals to access information or data. This comes on the heels of repeated complaints of hacking from users of online or bank accounts. In the report that follows, Vanessa Woodnang-Snamung presents this new form of scamming and its functioning.
Spoofing, a new form of scamming used by online fraudsters, is gaining momentum in the society today. Dr. Mfu, an ICT expert at the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications, explains.
In cybersecurity, spoofing is when fraudsters pretend to be someone to win a person's trust. The motivation is usually to gain access to systems, steal data, steal money, or spread malware.
The modus operandi of these cyber criminals develops and varies as technology evolves. Through spoofing, they extort money and have access to restricted information and data in the most subtle way. Linda Bauer Agbo is a cybersecurity sensitization coach.
Cyber criminals use spoofing by phishing emails. Criminals send emails that look like they come from legitimate companies, tricking subscribers into providing sensitive information such as passwords or credit card details.
Going by experts, vigilance remains the most effective way to avoid being a victim of spoofing.
And a word to the wise is sufficient. Thank you, Vanessa Woodnang-Snamung. And the president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Mabun, has urged cricket coaches from Mali, Cote d'Ivoire and Cameroon to adopt innovative strategies and acquire essential knowledge that will contribute significantly to the development of cricket in Africa. He made these remarks during the opening ceremony of a 3-day level 1 cricket coaching course for Francophone African countries. Ben Collins Nyoiberewo has the details.
Cameroon cricket has emerged as a benchmark in Africa, with its men and women's national teams participating in numerous international competitions. To sustain momentum, enhance performance and achieve better results, the Cameroon Cricket Federation, in collaboration with the International Cricket Council, has organized a 3-day level 1 coaching course for trainers from Francophone Africa. It is the first international coaching course held in Africa, and one of the coaches is already thinking about knowledge she will gain.
Teji Michelle Sandrine. By the end of this course, we expect to go back with a better knowledge of the game and to reinforce players' capacity and to equally build the cricket spirit in the players.
The president of the Cameroon Cricket Federation, Victor Agbonso, highlighted the training's significance, emphasizing its impact on sports development.
Cricket has started being part of the disciplines in the All-Africa Games, the Olympic Games, and the Commonwealth Games. The number of trainers, 6 from Cameroon, 2 from Cote d'Ivoire, 2 from Mali, shows that the stakes are very high.
The expert from the International Cricket Council, Chris Cardoso from South Africa, has promised to impart valuable knowledge.
We're going to teach them the tutor training to go and teach other coaches to become coaches and to develop more coaches so that the game can grow.
Cricket, born in Britain, is set to conquer Africa following the ongoing coaching course in Cameroon.
Thank you, Ben Collins Nyoiberewo. We'll now bring you this press releases from the Ministry of Finance, signed by Minister Lipol Mutazi and voiced by FOC Babatunde.
The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that a deadline for submission has been extended to the 1st of December 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center, 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk, accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of the Taxation's website, which reads www.support.harmony2.cm. A messaging service specifically for taxpayers residing abroad through the phone number 691-881-881. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers, legal persons and legal arrangements that a nationwide awareness campaign on tax obligations relating to transparency and beneficial ownership will be organized from the 7th to the 29th of October 2024. The said tax obligations provided for by the 2023 finance law is part of efforts to combat tax evasion and money laundering. As a result, an IT platform has been put in place by the Directorate General of the Taxation to facilitate filing obligations by concerned taxpayers. Finally, the Minister of Finance invites concerned taxpayers to massively attend seminars organized to this effect in order to fully benefit from this awareness campaign. The Minister of Finance counts on the participation of all.
And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The government of Cameroon has begun sourcing for the sum of 231 billion CFA francs to fund the rehabilitation of its electricity sector in a high-level workshop chaired in Yaoundé by the Minister of Water and Energy. Gastroenterologists and hematologists in Cameroon and beyond are reflecting on providing efficient prevention, diagnosis and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases, mostly prevalent among the country's youthful population. And in sports, cricket coaches from three Francophone African countries are deepening understanding of rules and regulations in the discipline in a training in Yaoundé organized by the National Olympic and Sports Committee. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Prisca Njenk Mengolo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Accident mortel ce matin au quartier Mimboman, lieu dit Don Bosco, à Yaoundé. Le bilan fait état de 3 morts, 10 blessés et des dégâts matériels importants. Les circonstances de l'accident, un camion transportant un conteneur a vu sa lourde charge se renverser sur 2 véhicules. Les 26e journées scientifiques de la Société camerounaise de gastro-entérologie se tiennent depuis ce matin à Yaoundé sous le thème « Tumeurs digestives au Cameroun, état des lieux ». Au cœur des travaux, la sensibilisation des populations sur les risques et la prise en charge thérapeutique des patients atteints de ces tumeurs. Il est également question de trouver des solutions concrètes qui permettront d'améliorer le traitement de ces pathologies en vue de réduire le taux de morbidité au Cameroun. 122%, c'est le taux d'augmentation de l'indemnité de transport dans le secteur maritime. La convention collective nationale qui entérime cette décision a été signée ce jeudi au ministère du Travail et de la Sécurité sociale par les groupes de travailleurs et des employeurs. C'était en présence du ministre Grégoire Obona qui a salué la sérénité ayant prévalu lors des travaux. Lutte contre l'insécurité, un gang de malfrats appréhendé par le commissariat du 10e à Yaoundé a été présenté ce jour à la presse. Spécialisé dans les cambriolages, le groupe composé de 6 hommes a semé la terreur pendant 3 mois dans les quartiers de Bastos et Longkak. Et puis en sport, atelier de coaching de cricket pour les formateurs de niveau 1 des pays de l'Afrique francophone. Le Cameroun organise depuis ce matin une session de formation ouverte par le président du Comité national olympique et sportif du Cameroun, Hamad Kalkaba Malboum. La rencontre mobilise les apprenants du Mali, de la Côte d'Ivoire et du Cameroun. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du TRIPIM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.